head towards the unknown region with Chris B, where pomposity and pretentiousness know no bounds.
No, never marry a railroad man. I'll play that especially for my friend Tim and his wife Lois. Tim used to work for British Rail, Network Rail, and goodness knows how many other contractors that they turned their name into over the years. That is especially for you, Lois, because Tim was that railroad man. It is me, Les. No, it is you. It is you. Let's start one again. It is Les and I.
Hi.
With those new singles on sale from the 10th of July in 1970. Issue number 337 of the new singles, the weekly listing, printed by... who was it again? How can we forget?
Somebody
in Cornwall. Francis Anthony Limited, East Hill, St Austell in Cornwall. We began with the Fifth Dimension and Dimension 5 in that special way that later bands thought they'd invented. The number 5 and then IVE is how they spelt it. On Bell Records, that was the B-side of their single. We will be playing the A-side in a while. And the A-side of the single was Save the Country, the Laura Nyro composition. That was shocking blue. Never Marry a Railroad Man on Penny Farthing Records. You might be interested in a little diversion into the future, probably about 20 years or so, into the future from 1970 I'm talking of. Our heads are firmly in 1970 today, aren't they, Les?
Yeah, well, I've got out of my childhood. Probably 1950s, more like it.
Mariscavez with the shocking jazz quintet. This isn't from 1970, but I thought it might be interesting to hear her later interpretation, for she was the singer with Shocking Blue, her later jazz interpretation from 1993, I believe. Wow. This is the same tune.
If it's no, you need this good advice. Never marry a railroad man. He loves you every now and then. His heart is at his new train. Da da ba, ba da ba ba da, ba ba da, ba da ba 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 ba.
TowardTheUnknownRegion.com.
This is not Chris Bent.
Come on, people, come on, children.
He was staring at Paul while he played his guitar with his great big black hands. Watching him move all around, got caught up in his sound. It was just like a trance. He was dressed like the Paul, but I knew he was more. I could see in his eyes. I got as close as I could. I knew that I should, 'cause this man was wise. Saying goodbye. I watched him get small. It didn't seem long at all, but the sun hit my eyes. That was a long time ago. I never saw him no more. But when I'm feeling down, I grab a guitar, I stare at a star, and I make me this sound.
Get it together. Get your mojo working, they were singing there. Sonny and Cher together after what must have been 5 or more years, because I know Cher went solo in the mid-60s, because I've got various singles, but there they are together on the 10th of July 1970. Get it together on Atco Records. And in the middle, it was the Fifth Dimension, Safely Save the Country, they were singing.
Oh, the Fifth Dimension, what a great band they were, singers. The backing band for them was actually the Wrecking Crew, which is why they've got such a jazzy feel. As you know, Wrecking Crew were the backing band for countless number of bands that up in the jazz and light entertainment field. I mean, they're just, so that's why they've got such a good backing out. And obviously they did Up and Away, Aquarius, and Wedding Bell Blues, of course, or Will You Marry Me Bell, which so they had quite a number of hits in the 60s and 70s.
I hear a lot of noise going on down in the galley, if you can hear lots of plate clanking.
Wow.
Next of all, Andrew Bown. Now, I think Andrew, or Andy Bown, was with Status Quo eventually, and he may have been with the Herd as well. This is the television programme, The Ace of Wands, the title track. Tarot is on this single, and this I had to search this single out. I'd been looking for this for 30 or 40 years at the time, and I finally found it at the Thames Television record library, Sam, where they got rid of all of their vinyl, and it was like an Aladdin's cave. It's great big. It was like a warehouse with singles. You know, and there were guys walking around with an armful, quite literally an armful of Parlophone record label singles, because that was obviously their bag, man. And Andrew Bowne was on Parlophone, and somehow he hadn't grabbed this single, and I got both copies of it. One was the normal stock copy, and the other one was the demo version. So, Tarot.
Jet white dove, snowback snake, time is fake. From the edge of mystery, where running is no race. Ages like careless day.
In Mellotron.
Yes.
Tarot from Andrew Bowne, ruler of eight quarters. And it caused a lot of controversy. I didn't know it caused controversy at the time, but apparently the occult, the pagans, were incensed that all their secrets were apparently revealed in the lyrics of that single. And Mary Whitehouse, that lady of great virtue and holder of the nation's senses, she was incensed by this tune because she was concerned that it would turn children to the occult.
Wow.
But of course, what she didn't realise, that everything that she highlighted meant that people would investigate it and see what it, something that they just, it was just washed over them.
Well, especially people of impressionable age like we were.
And, you know, I at the time I just looked upon it as a great tune. But, of course, Mary Whitehouse starts making noise about it, and you think, wow, what is this all about? And on the B-side of the single, a real Mellotron-tastic tune, Lully Rides Again.
Wow.
We'll be right back.
You're listening to Chris Bent. Not just listening, I hope, but joining in with all these tunes you know so well.
The focus group, the research department, came up trumps there with Ace of Hearts after we heard the Ace of Wands from Andrew Bowne, Tarot, and Lully Rides Again. That was Candy, and that was on the other side of a single. Well, both sides were supposed to be by someone called Billy Jack, so it looks like it might well have been Winston Groovy. They called themselves lots of different names, our reggae wow. friends. And on the B side of his single, that was Candy and Ace of Hearts. And they were and that was Big Shot Records, BI559. And in the same week, he also released another Big Shot single, BI558. And this is Once a Man.
Do ease with you.
one of the longest fades ever. I thought I'd let you hear how it actually ended. Fairweather, Les.
Oh, yeah. I'm not Andy Fairweather low there. Wonderful. Amazing. I haven't heard that since that time. Andy Fairweather low. Well,
yeah, on RCA Records, his I think that must have been his first single, just using the name Fairweather. Of course, yeah. he had been the lead singer in
Corner.
Amen Corner.
You know, I'll tell you what, they actually made an album, I think, the year before.
Farewell to the Magnificent Seven.
Yeah, do you know where? No, do you know, they did an album, and it was called Amen Corner at the Boston Gliderdrome.
And we also heard Billy Jack, a.k.a. Winston Groovy, and Once a Man on Big Shot Records. Now, the George Baker Selection.
Oh!
Pretty certain they were a Dutch band. We're going to listen to Dear Anne and Fly on the Penny Farthing record label. We're going to follow that with Salamander.
Anne, oh my dear Anne, you hit me in my face again. Anne, oh my dear Anne, you made me feel alone.
Information about this week's program, we invite you to visit www.towardtheunknownregion.com.
Yeah.
listening to Chris B. Let your worries go and enjoy the music.
Every week, Les Newman and Chris Bent, we look in the crystal ball of pop and we try to forecast what these singles did 50 years ago.
Oh, dear,
but with hindsight, I'm afraid we already know. It was Salamander, previously known as the Onyx on CBS.
Actually, it sounded all right, parts of it.
Parts of it, you're right, parts of it, yes. It didn't seem to know which direction it was going in, did it?
Oh, no. Previous to that, we had George Baker's selection.
Yes.
That was a better, I thought that was much better than what was to be their biggest hit, Una Paloma Blanca, which if you was around in the mid-70s and you went to Spain or any disco in any seaside town, that's all you ever heard, wasn't it? Una Paloma Blanca.
Yes, that was far better. On the Penny Farthing record label, Fly on the B-side and Dear Anne on the A-side. Well, we may as well hear the other side of the Salamander single. That's called Billy. And then we might just squeeze in a track that the Crystal Ball single reminded me of at the end there by Salamander. And that will be the Assembled Multitude in the overture from Tommy.
Yeah.
The Bros. Wow. Well, another reggae classic was found there. You keep digging them up, don't you, Chris? It's amazing.
I know. I mean, very few of these would I choose to play. I wouldn't know them or search them out. But search them out we do, because that is our mission. Mission in life.
First, some real classic reggae gems there.
Chris B.
Radio Seagull.
Chris B. at RadioSeagull.com.
Radio Seagull.
Here it comes.
Radio Seagull.
Your summer station, all your favorite songs. Such a beautiful summer. Radio Seagull.